So in this period, every day, I or River will offer a guided practice. And today I'd like to offer a practice which is about bringing and encouraging a sense of goodwill, kindness, sometimes called metta in our tradition, to ourselves and our bodies. And you're welcome to experiment a little bit with your posture for this practice. You're welcome to continue as you are. And also, this doesn't happen that often in this hall. If you'd like to, this practice can be really lovely practice lying down. So you're very welcome to lie down. And I realize that there may not feel like there's a lot of space, but there is space at the back of the hall and at the front. And you can take some of the aisle between the rows as well. Or you could lie with your knees bent, which means that you don't take so much space. So real encouragement to do that, because you'll see with this practice it's quite a nice way to make contact with the ground. If you're feeling very sleepy and are worried about dropping off, you could either stay upright, or you could allow your eyes to stay open during this practice, or raise an arm that helps bring more energy to the practice. Just does everybody have the space they need? Is there anybody that would like a bit more space? There's a lot of space up here, just at the front. Yeah, so maybe noticing what suits your body, whether to bend the knees or not, and whether you need any cushion under your head to support your head. And you may like to let your hands rest on your belly, or might be quite helpful for this practice to have one hand on your chest and one hand on your belly. So welcome to those coming in. We're changing the posture for this practice, so you can lie down if you wish, and there's space at the front if you'd like to lie at the front. If your mat's disappeared, hopefully there's a little space next to the mat or on a chair if you want to be upright. Taking a moment to notice what it's like to be in a different posture, if you've changed the posture. What it's like if you're lying down to be lying down. You may notice that the sense of the room feels a little different. Maybe a difference in temperature nearer the ground. Difference in the way sound is reaching you. Different view of the ceiling, or a different view again. And feeling into whether you're upright or lying, your contact with the ground beneath you. Noticing the different parts of your body that are in touch with the ground. noticing any sensations of gravity passing through you into the ground. Perhaps a sense of the weight of your body, particular areas where that weight feels more clear, perhaps through the sitting bones or your back, your feet. Aware of the little hollows and spaces which are not in such contact with the ground. And seeing to what degree we can allow ourselves to be held and supported by the ground, by the earth beneath us. Maybe bringing to mind the vastness and the solidity of the earth that we're resting upon. And her ability to hold us and allow us to rest just as we are, with all the things that we might be noticing or bringing with us, our thoughts, our feelings, however the body is right now. The ground accepts it all. A 100% non-judgmental acceptance of us, just as we are. The poet Rilke writes, "How surely gravity's law, strong as an ocean current, takes hold of the smallest thing and pulls it towards the heart of the world. Each thing, each stone, blossom, child, is held in place." If we surrendered to Earth's intelligence, we could rise up rooted like trees. Instead, we entangle ourselves in knots of our own making and struggle lonely, confused. So like children, we begin again to learn from things because they are in the Earth's heart. They have never left her. This is what they can teach us, to fall, patiently to trust our heaviness. Even a bird has to do that before he can fly. Trusting our heaviness. Allowing ourselves as best we can to be held and supported by the earth beneath us. whether we can or not allow what we notice within us. Maybe we can allow the earth to hold us, relaxing into a bigger holding. Holding that allows the body to be as it is, to breathe freely, to unfold freely, to spread out or rise up, rooted like trees, into our shape. And from this perspective of being held, of allowing ourselves to rest into the support of the earth, becoming aware of our dear bodies, this body being held in this moment, resting in this moment. Perhaps tuning into any natural wish the body has to be well, to be comfortable, not to suffer. Our conditions may not be ideal. There may be difficulty or pain or illness. And yet, with that, maybe there is a wish in the body to be as comfortable as it can be, as easeful as it is possible. And from this perspective, in any way that feels natural to you, if you'd like to, wishing your body well. Finding your own words or images that convey a sense of kindness and wishing well to this body that has carried you your whole life to this moment. May you be safe and protected. May you be as well as can be in this moment. May you know peace. May you live with ease and kindness. Wishing our bodies well with whatever conditions are here. Perhaps through touch, with your hand, perhaps imagining yourself gently wrapped in a cloak of well-wishing, of kindness. Feeling, tuning into the holding of the earth beneath us, allowing ourselves to rest, be supported. In this practice, we don't have to feel any particular way. We're just cultivating the intention to wish well. To cultivating a friendly attitude towards ourselves, particularly towards our bodies. If these words or our practice seems to encourage tension or the opposite quality of kindness, irritation or any other challenging response, that's really normal. Sometimes that can arise in this practice. What would it be like to just allow that to be held by the earth? To bring kindness to that reaction. You may like to stay with wishing well to your whole body. Or we could scan through the body and take a little time to appreciate and connect with each part. Starting at the head, this incredible, delicate, intricate structure of our heads, with the incredible brain, held, cradled by our skulls. Noticing how your head is right now. Any tensions, any tightnesses. Any pleasant sensations. Any sense of contact with the cushion if you're lying? taking a moment to appreciate our head and our heads, your head, and wishing well to this part of the body. Bathing it in appreciation and kindness as best we can. And coming down to the neck and the chest areas. Wishing well to this part of the body. Noticing what's here. How is your chest, your back, your neck? Offering appreciation and well-wishing to this part of the body. Perhaps noticing how the ribs cradle the chest, protecting the heart and lungs. Connecting with the breath and the expansion on the in-breath and release on the out-breath in the chest and the upper back. And then coming down to the belly and the lower back, our lower torso. Taking a moment to notice this part of the body. What sensations are here? Maybe sensations of digesting lunch. Maybe some aches or tension in the lower back. Maybe a sense of spaciousness around our organs inside our bellies. Noticing any movement with breathing in the belly. Offering some appreciation to this part of the body and wishing it well. And then moving down to our sitting bones, our pelvis, our upper legs. Also including our lower legs and our feet, so the whole lower half of the body. And if any area feels a little difficult to come into contact with, not needing to necessarily linger there, trusting the body's wisdom to take in what is available to be taken in with our senses. Contact with the ground. The muscles and bones of our legs, base of the pelvis. Wishing well to this part of the body. And then coming back up to our upper half and now taking in our arms, our shoulders, our arms and our hands. Be appreciating what they do for us. The intricate structures of our hands. The sensitivity of touch. And wishing well to this part of the body, our arms and our hands. And for the last few minutes of this practice, resting back, if possible, widening the awareness to the whole body, lying or sitting here. Again, feeling the connection with ground, with the earth beneath us, the air and space around us. Breathing alongside whatever sensations are here. So take your time, particularly if you're lying. You may wish to turn onto one side and rest a moment before slowly getting up.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.